What did you call her when you?
Grandmother. Like, but see, I never knew. I never.
Your great grandmother.
Grandmother. We always just called her grandmother.
When you're just speaking to her, you're speaking
grandma. Well, we called her grandmother, of course, because she was the only grandmother we knew. See, that my own grandmother, we didn't know. She was my great grandmother.
And what about?
And when my mother's mother died, my mother went to live with grandmother and grandpappy. That's what we called grandmother and grandpappy. And she lived with them until she married, you see. So we really didn't, we just didn't know much about my own grandmother because she died. No, wait, my mother, I am completely crazy. My grand, yes, great, no. No, my mother's mother was a is what I'm trying to say. See, her father was a her mother was a but she went to live with grandpappy when her mother died.
And what about the where did they come from? Do you know?
Well, now there you got me. I haven't known too much about them. I really haven't. I'm sorry to say.
Well, did you know that your grandfather died?
No, he died before I was old enough to remember. I was just 3 years old when he died. But grandmother lived until, she must have been. I well remember when she died.
But she was your really good grandmother.
Yes, she was my great grandmother. I must have been about 9 or 10 years old when she died. But I well remember when she died. No, grandpappy died before I could remember him. So I really didn't know any of my grandparents, you see, except the
You knew the
Yes. You see, my grandmother and grandfather died right down here while we were living in this house.
What did you call them?
Oh, just Grandma
and
Grandpa. Just Grandma and Grandpa, but when we spoke of them, it was Grandma and Grandpa.
And what did Grandpa do?
Well, he farmed when he first came to Texas. See, he had a big farm north of town here with a big gin and, one of the biggest farms in this area. But after he got older, he just decided he wanted to move to town. That's when he moved to town and bought the big house down here from the And my father and mother stayed on the farm out there and ran the farm for a good many years. My sister was born out there on the farm before they moved to town.
Was your grandfather born in Palatine?
No.
In Anderson County?
No. They came out, let me see, that's in here too. They
Yesterday, I believe you said 18.
It must have been with an index. Let's see where the is in here. Cyrus 823.
Back then, did your grandparents have any chance for education? Did people go to school here then?
Cyrus, this worthy gentleman who is the subject of this sketch, is a pioneer of the Lone Star State, having come here in 1848. I didn't know he came that early. Stopping for 1 year in Henderson County, then proceeding to Anderson County, where he's resided ever since. Mr. was born in Kentucky above the Paducah on the Tennessee River in Lauderdale County, March the 29th, 1824. His father, Littleton, a native of South Carolina, having been born in that state July the 16th, 1797. Now that's the one in the picture in there.
He was born in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. No, South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Littleton was born in South Carolina. Young Littleton was left an orphan at a very tender age by the death of his father Mayberry and wife. This naturally interfered with his education, which was not so thorough as he desired, for he took delight in reading and study. Turning his attention to planting, he followed it with a marked success, growing quite wealthy. Littleton wielded a wide influence in the portion of Kentucky in which he lived. While not a public speaker, he was a clear and reflective mind, and people went to him from opinions as well as counsels, so that he became a molder of sentiment. An ardent member of the Baptist Church and enthusiastic friend of education, he exerted a widespread influence and extended the cause of religion in the schools. This worthy man, the honored father of our subject, who is Cyrus, was my grandfather, married Mary, daughter of Willie, and Sally, her name was Sally English, who bore him children as followed, Sarah.
Now where, so the...
They were born in Kentucky. Sarah, 1820, died 1867, Lena, 1822, and our subject, Sarah, just had the, and then Manly.